It's been a rough start to the new year for thousands of customers who rely on home heating fuel for the companies that provide it. More than a week after a blizzard and a spate of record low temperatures, suppliers are still facing a backlog of orders. Some customers have run out, and some deliveries still can't be scheduled for another 2 weeks. Susan Sharon has a profile of one company's struggle to try and make things right.
Pit Stop Fuel's delivery driver Kim Mullins has been working 13-hour days for the past 2 weeks. She's had one day off, the day of the blizzard, when it was unsafe to drive. Other than that, she begins each day filling up her truck at 5:30 a.m. when it's still dark outside.
Right now I'm currently putting number two in my back pocket, trying to fill it up as far as possible so I can get to as many houses as possible.
Mullins' back pocket is a holding tank in her truck. She pumps 2,100 gallons of number two heating oil into it to serve the customers along her route in Raymond. That amount will supply about 10 homes before she'll have to circle back to this bulk plant in Gray to refuel. By the end of the day, she'll have delivered fuel to 40 or 50 homes.
Especially with this company, we've been getting kind of a lot of negativity. But every customer that I've come across is, I'm so glad to see you, or I got some people had their kids make me cards saying thank you for showing up, thanks for keeping us warm. It melts your heart. It makes it worth 13-hour days.
Much of the negative comments have been in social media, where customers have expressed anger and frustration when they're told they'll have to wait at least 10 days for a delivery. But Pit Stop is not alone. Many fuel companies are experiencing delays because of what they say is unprecedented demand. Compounding the problem is a statewide shortage of qualified delivery drivers. Some suppliers have stopped taking new customers. Josh Sandall, vice president for Pit Stop, says his company will take new orders as long as customers are willing to wait several weeks. And for those new customers, he's got some advice.
Right now, the best you can really do this time of year is an automatic delivery plan. In May, we go out with what are called budget plans. For a consumer, that's probably the best option out there because it comes with automatic delivery and it spreads your payments out over 12 months. It's 12 equal monthly payments. That makes it very easy for a consumer to budget. It makes it very easy to plan. You don't have to call in for your deliveries anymore.
That's been one of the big challenges for Pit Stop. 95% of its customers are not automatic delivery. Because they're on a limited budget, they can only afford 50 gallons or so at a time. They're used to calling when they run low and having Pit Stop deliver within 1 to 3 days. That all worked well, says Sandall, until the snowstorm came, followed by the below-zero temperatures, the holidays, and then the blizzard. Everyone used more fuel than expected, and then everyone called in for a delivery at the same time. At peak demand a week ago, customer service reps at Pit Stop were getting 6,000 calls a day.
On average, during this time of year, they would see about 800 phone calls a day. We are currently responding to about 1,600 to 1,800 phone calls a day. Not only are these folks that are answering those phone calls, they're answering emails. And we see in excess of 4,000 emails at a time.
Thank you for calling Pit Stop Fuel. Kelly speaking.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. What is the address?
I'll find out where that is and get back to you.
Fitch. All right.
F-I-T-C-H.
Oh, you're welcome. We've been here. It's just inundated with phone calls coming in, so we're trying to get to everybody as quickly as we can.
In response to customers' needs, Pit Stop set up an overflow call center and hired 40 additional attendants. The company is also taking walk-ins at its administrative office in Standish. Those workers are putting in 12 to 13-hour days. Customer service representative Melody McKay says everyone on the staff has done everything they can to help out. And she says even customers who've stopped by the office have stepped in to help their neighbors.
There was one man standing in line waiting, for his turn and heard an elderly woman that was in a critical situation. And we were discussing that with her and he just, stepped in. Where do you live? He managed to fill a can and go help her out, So we have a great community and we've had a lot of support here.
Back on her delivery route, driver Kim Mullen stops at the home of Carol Vining of Raymond. She and her husband have been out of oil for more than a week and making do by going to a gas station and bringing home extra fuel to keep their furnace going.
We used got some yellow K1 cans and we actually chose to use diesel. We had to travel to Poland to get diesel. Wyndham was running out.
Were you worried?
Well, luckily I have a husband that can put diesel in there, so I wasn't too concerned, but I was happy to see you this morning.
We care deeply about our customers. We are here 7 days a week. We're trying, not always succeeding, but we're always trying to do the best we can for customers.
Mike Mickeytuck is one of the new owners of Pit Stop Fuels. He and his partners took over the company on the first of the year, just in time to face a difficult challenge with logistics and public relations.
I've talked to people who have heard that we've been sold to a giant conglomerate, or they're shutting the business down, or they're from out of state and they don't care about us. We're committed to this.
Mickeytuck is convinced the company will get better and stronger because of the challenges it's faced so far this winter, and he's asking customers to be patient just a little bit longer. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Susan Sharon.